The dominant scale, or D factor, refers to how you respond to problems and challenges. It is a task-focused factor, as opposed to people-focused, and it is an extroverted factor, as opposed to introverted. The emotion that we associate with the dominant scale is anger. That is to say, the higher the D factor, the quicker the fuse, or the quicker you are to anger. This describes 18% of the population. High dominance individuals thrive in chaotic situations and environments. They look for and create problems to solve or challenges to overcome. They enjoy competitive opportunities and can make very quick decisions. They are aggressively results-oriented. High Ds have a need to direct, dominate, or control others. They like to be given choices so they can give their opinions. They have a need to be challenged continually, or they'll get bored and have to create a challenge. They have a strong desire to win. Competitive advantage is very important to them, and they enjoy being at the top of the heap or proving something can be done. They have a need for direct communication. They speak to the point and may come across as blunt. They can argue fiercely since they are unafraid of confrontation, but they will seldom hold a grudge. Their actions may be seen as high risk, since they may not always consider first the consequences and jump right in search of the adventure. High Ds have very strong egos and are seen as great problem solvers. Because they like challenging assignments and have a strong drive for results, they often search for opportunities for power and authority. The high D has a fear of losing control or being taken advantage of. The high dominance person can be very valuable to a team. With a close eye on the bottom line, they can be very results-oriented, and they can cut through any unnecessary steps to make something happen. They are self-starters, and they will work long hours to prove that something can be done. They don't need to be pushed. They are very futuristic in their thinking, and they prefer to focus on possibilities of what can happen, instead of being intimidated by obstacles or reasons to stop. They are driven for efficiency and focus on how to make things quicker or faster or better. They strive to do the most in the least amount of time and will speed up the process or even other people to accomplish what they want. Since challenges are required, they will create one if there isn't one, and regardless of how impossible it seems, they will focus all their energies to achieve it. Winning is everything to the high D, so they are motivated by competition, and they increase their positive energy in competitive situations. They easily initiate activity and believe that less discussion but more action is required. They are not content with the status quo and can find unique ways to get results. They don't need to follow the same path other people have taken and can rock the boat if necessary to get what they need. They can be very innovative in their thinking. While focusing on efficiency, they can find shortcuts to get the desired results. They can be very tenacious and will persist to overcome any obstacles in quest for a goal. There is no such thing as the no-win scenario. High Ds often act as a change agent. They love change, sometimes just for change's sake. Some possible complications for the high D include overstepping authority, or perhaps being too directive, that is, over-delegating but under-instructing. They may be impatient with others, eager for results. They may be argumentative, unafraid of confrontation. Their first response to conflict is fight back. They may be seen as poor listeners or one-way communicators. They may take on too many tasks because they dislike routine work so much. They may have a tendency to push people rather than lead them, or be seen as lacking tact and diplomacy. Again, with their strong results focus, they may appear too heavily focused on task and not as interested in the people. A low dominance person will generally be the opposite of these characteristics. They will appear as non-confrontational or very slow to anger. They will avoid chaos or conflict and may appear cautious or conservative in their decision-making. They can be seen as humble or peaceful, patient. They like to examine situations before they go charging in.